hello, everybody. So welcome back to the Tuesday Night Shiur. How you doing, Glenn? Tonight's Shiur is L'Ilui Nishmas Menachem Avram Ben Nachman Moshe. To those of you who knew him, Mitch Gross, whose yahrzeit was this past Sunday. This learning should be a schus for him, and his neshama should have an aliyah. So we're going to continue in the Shulchan Aruch Seder. And I do want to mention, since it was brought up, I was happy to hear, that we had left off, we had been speaking when we last spoke about Shabbos, post office issues. And we really spoke about sending mail and express mail and that type of thing. And I had promised, Blineder, that we would also do the receiving end. And the receiving end of mail, which in Yetz Hashem we can do it next week even, by popular demand, gets us into a sugya of interesting potential chumras for those interested. And that is reading material on Shabbos. What is appropriate reading on Shabbos and what is not? Right. But so this, it's inescapable when you speak about receiving mail or not receiving mail and touching mail or not touching mail, that we'll get into that topic. So Yitzhak Shem will perhaps go back in time to that. For today, Resh Mem Ches. Now, Resh Mem Ches deals with a lot more than just planning elective surgery. It really deals with the possibility of having to avoid putting yourself in a position where you're going to be relying on bikuach nefesh to be docha isurei Shabbos. How strict do we have to be about avoiding such situations? So why is this an important issue? It's an important issue for a whole list of contemporary situations. The one that that was mentioned in the email is a significant one. Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, at around the same time, in the 70s, both put out statements. I don't know what brought it out at that particular time, but they both put out statements that one should be machmir in this issue and make sure that when you're planning some type of elective surgery, elective being defined as something that's not the chuf that you have to do right away, right? But you have a little leeway with it. They said, make sure that you set it up on a Sunday, a Monday, or Tuesday, not Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So we have to explore that a little. How nogea is that lemaisa for us? What are the limitations, parameters of that chumrah? Because it's a significant one. But there are many other issues that come out with this issue as well. For example, let's say there's a woman who is a gestational diabetic, meaning she's okay until she gets pregnant and then she develops diabetes. Somebody who's in this situation will require a very frequent testing of their blood sugar and absolutely need to do it on Shabbos probably 3 or 4 times a day, right, to maintain even better control than a typical diabetic has to control. A typical diabetic might be able to get away with 2 or 3 times, but a gestational diabetic is going to be doing it more often. Should it be usher for such a woman to get pregnant so that she avoids being mechal Shabbos doraisa, which is what that would be, by the way, when you draw blood for the purpose of a test, that's an issur d'oraisa of chavala? Should she be required not to become pregnant because she will be putting herself in a position where she's going to require pikuach nefesh to be docha issurei Shabbos?
Wouldn't she only know when she exhibited symptoms?
Typically a woman who has gestational diabetes on one pregnancy is going to have it on subsequent pregnancies as well. Sorry? I mean, it's not absolutely necessary that she will. Okay,
it's
so
likely, it may be very likely, but it's not.
It's a ratio that
right. It doesn't have to.
That drawing of blood will definitely result from becoming pregnant. It's
The gestational diabetes.
Pregnant leading to gestational diabetes leading to drawing the need to draw blood.
Well, if she has gestational diabetes, she's certainly going to need to draw blood.
Right, but the gestational diabetes is not a secret ratio. It's likely. You may say medically it's absolutely certainty, but not.
It doesn't have to be obsecratio. We'll see that in a minute. That's another situation. Another one is a bris shelo bizmano. This is a very famous issue, right? And it's a major machlokas Ashkenazim and Sephardim to this day. If someone has a bris shelo bizmano, for whatever reason, the bris was postponed. It couldn't be done on the eighth day. It was jaundice, some medical issue. And now the doctors tell you, absolutely, you could go. Everything's fine. But it's a Thursday. Can you have the bris on a Thursday, knowing, as we do, that there's a sakana that occurs the chuliyama on the third day, and then there are different poskim say on the first and second day also. We're going to see that, let's say, the Taz, for example, holds that it's a sakana all the days following the bris. Can you allow now that bris to take place on Thursday, knowing that you're going to be entering a potential sakana on Shabbos, and possibly have to be, or probably have to be, Mechal Shabbos because of doing that bris? Or should you put the bris off until Sunday?
Why is it different than if the baby was healthy from day one?
Because bris milah on the eighth day, as we are currently in the parshios that teach this, is Docha Shabbos, right? But Yom HaShmini comes to teach me that you could do, bris milah itself is Docha Shabbos, right? But a bris milah shelo bizmana is not Docha Shabbos. Only a bris milah bizmana on the eighth day.
You said the Taz holds sakana all the days?
He happens to...
Obviously, he holds you can do because you can never have a bris there.
Huh? No. The first 3 days. Meaning, there's a machlokis over whether it's dafka the third day or is it the first, second, and third day. So he's holding all three.
There's a between the two cases.
Which two cases?
The case of the diabetic and the case of the bris.
What's the difference?
In the case of the diabetic, the way you described it, she's going to have to do these tests on Shabbos, which are by definition for Shabbos.
Right.
So,
but here it's a
suffix.
Good. So we'll have to see if that makes a difference. Good point. That's definitely a difference between the two, right? And it gets to a little bit what you were saying also, right? We'll have to see is how much of a suffix is a suffix. Does it even make a difference if it's a suffix? We'll see in a minute. What's a mitzvah?
To get pregnant and have children.
What mitzvah is there's a mitzvah for her to get pregnant? Does it make a difference if the husband was Yotzei Puruvu or not? Right? And she's a Messiah. But no, there's she might have a mitzvah derabanan. All right? But
you should never have a baby because you'll end up in a situation where you have, have bris milah.
Good. I'll give you a better one. Good. Ein l'davar sof. Listen to this one. When I was personal one, without mentioning any names, when I was... And there's the other big area where this comes up. And I get shilas on this. What about deciding to do a residency? Do I have to do a Shomer Shabbos residency? Right? Because I should definitely do a Shomer Shabbos residency because I'm going to have to rely on Pikuach Nefesh to be Doche Yisurim. Even assuming I can get a residency, that's not Shomer Shabbos. But the only thing they'll make me do is really Sakanas Tafashos. By the way, that doesn't exist. But assuming it did, right? Would I then be able to do it? So... When I was involved personally in this issue, deciding where I was going to do my residency, so I went to see one of the major poskim, and this poskim was famous for saying, absolutely, you must do a Shomer Shabbos residency, because one of his major arguments was this issue we're going to discuss, that, hang on, you'll see how this goes. So, you know, basically, he said, you better do a Shomer Shabbos residency, because you're going to rely on Pikuach Nefesh. I said, how about this? The natural conclusion is, how can I become a doctor? Sooner or later, you're going to have to be Michal Shabbos. He said, "En achinami." Come to my kollel. I'll never forget it. But we'll have to explore that.
Or you should just say, forget about a Shabbos residency. You should have to do a Sunday through Tuesday residency. Because I'm going to schedule other people's appointments on Wednesday through
right.
Friday,
so,
which means I'm going to have to do a follow-up.
Good.
Or
we have to decide where we're going to draw the line on all this. I'll tell you another shiloh that comes up. How about a milchamas rishus? A milchama. How could you ever call to war? Right? And Tanakh is very replete with examples of, let's say, milchamas rishus. I'm not even going to say milchamas mitzvah. I'm talking about milchamas mitzvah also. But let's say David HaMelech, who is extending the borders of Eretz Yisrael, So what gave him the right to do that? Because ultimately, there was going to be a need for Chilul Shabbos. Right? So where do we draw the line at? I'll give you one more example. Another halach l'maisa for those whose wives might be becoming pregnant. What about this? You're in the ninth month, and it's possible every Shabbos that you're going to have to deliver. So most of us, you know, at most, we're going to get the taxi ready, the envelope ready with the money, and that kind of thing. Why don't we say this? You shouldn't even be Mechal Shabbos to Rabbanon. Sleep in the hospital or go to a motel that's near the hospital, right? Depending on the hospital, it could be a plus or minus situation there, right? And you're chayiv to do that because you want to avoid Chilul Shabbos. Does a person have to do that? Ad kidei kach. So these are all real life shailas that have come up with the psak halacha that ultimately we will hopefully get to in the next 25 minutes. Should be no sweat. The sugya begins on the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Tes. And we'll see there's going to be a major, major Machlokas Rishonim on this issue. Very, very famous Machlokas Rishonim that comes up in many of the areas we just touched upon. Tanu Rabbanan. Ain, notice, by the way, this Gemara follows, as not surprising from the fact that it's the Seder Shulchan Aruch, it follows on the heels of the last Gemara that we did when we were speaking about male, right? I'm purposely pointing this out. You'll see in a moment. There's going to be six shitos Rishonim as to what this Gemara is telling us. Six different opinions. Not making for a very easy start. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein mafligin b'sfina pachos migimul yamim kodim l'shabbos. One is not allowed to journey out in a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. V'amed varam amurim. When is this true? V'dvar harishus. That's if you're going to do a Dvar HaRishus, which needs to be defined. Aval L'Dvar Mitzvah, we know it's certainly a Dvar HaRishus is not a Dvar Mitzvah, but how far that goes will be shocking maybe to you. But anyway, the Gemara says, when is this true that you're not allowed to go Pachos Migimel Yamim, meaning you have to go Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, but you can't go Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? That's if we're talking about a Dvar HaRishus. About Dvar Mitzvah, Shapir Dami. But if you're going out to do a Dvar Mitzvah, no problem. Then you could even go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Uposik imo almenas lishvos. That means, and by the way, assuming that the one who's sailing the boat is not a Jew, right, which we will presume, because if it's a Jew, you're certainly going to get into trouble. But you should make a deal with them that they should stop on Shabbos. We should rest. We shouldn't be traveling anywhere on Shabbos. So that lechatchila is what you should do. You should make that kind of deal. The Einol Shovas. And if it happens that he doesn't listen to you, that's okay, as long as you made the effort to get him to rest. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe's opinion. Rashbag Omer Einol Tzarech. Rashbag says, you don't even have to do that. You don't have to make any kind of special request that he rest on Shabbos. Umitzor.
The posik imo amenas lishvos is the rishus case when you're doing it before Wednesday, or it's the oba case?
That's a good question. It's a good question. We'll see. It's going to be a little open, right? But lemaisa halacha lemaisa, what it's going to be is for the mitzvah case. Or for the mutter case, the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is off limits, even if you're posik imo lishvos. Unless you had some kind of guarantee. Right? That one you'd need some kind of guarantee. We're not traveling on job. Something like this. Umitzor letzidon, and here this is nogea to, I would say, outpatient surgery or one-day surgery. Right? Is if the trip is only in Mitzor Letzidon, which is a one-day trip, afilu be'erev Shabbos mutter, then it's mutter even erev Shabbos, because you know for a fact you're not going to run into trouble. Okay. So, we have this din, this incredible din in this Mishnah, or in this Tosefta, that tells me that I cannot go out traveling on the boat on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. What type of Isser is this? Isser d'Oraisa or Isser d'Rabbanan? What do you know right away from the the rest of the halach. There's a tip-off as to what this must be. Anyone? There's a din that you can't do it. What? Right, so what does that teach you? It must be? Right, everyone got that? This must be a din derabanan. We don't have those type of exceptions occurring in dinim daraisa without their explicitly being present in the din daraisa. Right? If I could say, number one, it's split some days of the week, yes, some days of the week, no, that's already an implication, something funny is going on. But the mitzvah rishus, that really tells you that there's some kind of exception being made, the makom mitzvah, that's a derabanan. So this is a din derabanan. Good. What's the din derabanan? What are they worried about? What is the issue here? So there are six shitos as to what the isser is. Anyone have any guesses as to any of them? What could be wrong? So the one we were talking about, let's say the obvious, right? This is the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says what this din is about the likelihood, certainly no certainty, there's certainly a suffix, but there's a possibility that, let's call it a likelihood, that when you're traveling out at sea on a boat, that you could get into trouble and required to be doche Shabbos mishum pikuach nefesh. So the Baal HaMor says, and what's his tip-off? His tip-off is really the next line of the Gemara that we didn't read, is there's another little case where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan ain't sarin al ayaros shel nochrim pachas megimel yamin. Called him a Shabbos. There's another din. We don't go out fighting our enemies, right? Also, except on a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. You don't do it. Obviously, this is a... We're not talking about a defensive war, I would assume. Right? So, this is a initiated by us war. So, the Baal HaMor says, look, what's the issue over there? It's because we're worried about Sakana and being Doche Yisurim. Must be the same thing by the boat case. All one similar idea. So the Baal HaMor says, that's what the din is over here. Right? You are not allowed to put yourself in a position where you're going to end up being Doche Shabbos Beheter with Sakana Stafashos. That's the Baal HaMor. What do other people say? So if you look at Tosfos Ein, circled over there, he says the... He sort of has the strangest, I call it the strangest, or the least popular shita. And he says that it's all about gzeira like we have by swimming. That shema yisachin kli, that a person's going to make some kind of raft, some kind of life-preserving device. That we're worried that you'll be out there on Shabbos and you'll come to do this. That's Tosfos shita. If you go early enough, by the way, every rishon has to explain the chilukim, right? So he's going to say like this, if you go before the few days close to Shabbos, so that's a hecker enough. Oh, why am I not allowed to go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? It must be because they don't want me doing funny business by making life-preserving devices.
But make the worry that you're going to make a life-preserving device that you need right that second, or that you're just going to make it because the boat needs one?
As you're traveling on Shabbos, right? It's not like you're going to be traveling on Shabbos. And then you're going to need it like the same way they're worried about swimming on Shabbos, right? One of the reasons for the gzeira on Shabbos...
No, but that's already picking up that batch, right? So it's, doesn't that become...
This is a different reason. It's a different reason.
If you need a life-preserving device...
He's not worried. He could say, you know, it's mutter to put yourself in a position where you're going to be docha yisurim because of pikuach nefesh. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying it's mutter. It's mutter to do it.
Yeah. Right. The device,
no.
He's drowning.
No actual sakana. No, he's talking about there's no actual sakana. But you're in anticipation of the possibility of sakana, you're going to start preparing. And you're going to, right, that's a good point. It must be, otherwise it's the same exact answer. Right. Okay. Huh? That trip is short enough that it won't even touch Shabbos. In other words, if you're going to make any device, it'll be before Shabbos, because you won't be traveling on Shabbos at all. Okay, so that's Tosfos, let's put him aside. Rabbeinu Chananel on this staff also gives another answer. He says that we're assuming that you're going to be traveling less than 10 tfachim from the ground. What is that hint to? And therefore, there's going to be an issue of tchumen, right? That's the issue that we're worried about. We're worried that you're going to start traveling beyond the tchum on Shabbos, so therefore we say, go earlier. What's the connection between the timing and that problem? So this is going to be very important, and it also explains the chiluk for the Baal Maor. Why did the Baal Maor make the chiluk between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Why am I allowed to put myself in a position where I might need pikuach nefesh on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but just not on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Less likely.
No, well, there's a very...
connection to the previous.
Right, exactly. There's a well-known concept in halacha, not just this halacha, in many halachas, that the first 3 days of the week go with the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday go with the subsequent Shabbos. You're expected to be mindful of Shabbos that's coming on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So both the Baal Maor and the Rabbeinu Chananel will make that their chiluk. I don't have to worry about chum on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I have to have consciousness, Shabbos consciousness on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? And I don't have to have Shabbos consciousness l'gabei pikuach nefesh. I don't have to have it l'gabei tchumen. Comes along the Rif, the Rambam. They come up with the winning shita. They're not happy with any of this. They're not really happy at all. They don't understand why, if there's a serious concern about being doche isurim, or a serious concern of tchumen, they don't understand why you'd make a chiluk between b'makom mitzvah shelo b'makom mitzvah. If you're worried about those serious averos, it's going to be true b'makom mitzvah as well as shelo b'makom mitzvah. So they say that's not what's going on here. What's going on over here is something completely different, and which is going to be relevant to our halacha l'maaseh shailos as well, which is an issue of oneg Shabbos. That a person going out to sea, right, is going to be seasick, and is going to need a period of acclimation. You're going to need a few days to get used to the sea travel, to the salty air, as he puts it, right? And that's the reason for the chiluk. It's a very different, nothing to do with Shabbos before, Shabbos after. It has all to do with getting used to traveling out there on the sea. So give it a couple of days, and you're ready to go. He also avoids the problem of mitzvah, not mitzvah, because he says, why would it be mutter the mitzvah to start later? Because osik the mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. So you have a chiyuv of onik Shabbos, but if you're involved in some other mitzvah, you're patur from the chiyuv of onik Shabbos. So the Rif feels that he covers very nicely all the issues of the Gemara. The Rambam agrees with the Rif. Ultimately, we see the Shulchan Aruch is going to pick that shita to be the winning shita. That's the shita that really explains this particular halacha. We'll see if that means that we get rid of the other shitas. Obviously, we don't. They're going to come back to life. Another shita is the Ramban, which is important to be aware of. What's another possible explanation that's relevant to the previous Gemara? Remember the previous Gemara we talked about sending letters? There's a whole series of Gemaras that we were talking about that are all the simanim in the Shulchan Aruch that we've been doing over the past few weeks before Pesach, which was all the Amir L'Nochri stuff, right? So the Ramban says this is another one of those. Same thing. He says the issue here is that it looks like the Nochrim that are doing all their malachos on the boat, tying knots, untying knots, whatever they had to do, are doing it for me as my shaliach. So the Ramban understood it that way. Why is there a chiluk between, for the Ramban? Somebody tell me. Why is there a chiluk Sunday, Monday, Tuesday versus Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
On Tuesday, you still pray out at sea, nobody will see.
Not interesting.
It's not connected.
Anything else?
It's not connected.
If you remember, okay, good, close. If you remember from the mail case, the cases we were talking about, sending letters and things like that, we had a chiluk like this there also. Nira ke'amir l'nochri is not a problem if you're distant from Shabbos. If you're close to Shabbos, then it looks like you sent the guy to do your melecha Shabbos. But if you're far enough away, right, remember that idea? It came up a couple of times. All right. So those are the shitas we've shown him. For our purposes, we're going to focus for the moment, before we look at the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of time. We're going to focus on the Baal Maor and the Ramban. The Baal Maor seems to be the one who's concerned with our major global issue, right? He's concerned with a person putting themselves in a situation where they're going to end up using Pikuach Nefesh to be Doche Shabbos. And he says that's a big no-no. There's another famous place in Shas where this Shiloh comes up. Anyone know? Famous Gemara in Erevin and other places. Right? Erevin Samech Zayin. Ishtapech Chamima. Right? There was a Yenoka. right? There was a baby who needed to have a bris. And there's like a whole series of these for two blot in the Gemara describing these cases where the water spilled, the hot water spilled. What's it talking about? It's talking about hot water was used before and after a bris, mishum sakanas nefashas, right? They certainly believed it back then, or it was true back then, nishtana ateva. This is one of the rare places where we have a nishtana ateva and nishtana adin. We now don't hold from this, right? But they originally did, that it was absolutely, you could be doche Shabbos to heat up the water for the sakana of the baby. We don't have such a halacha today. But back then, for sure. So the Gemara starts describing what happens if the water spills. And it starts going through all these machlokas, abaye and rabba. How exactly are we going to take care of things? Should we have extra water heated up for the mother and take some of that? Should we have a guy do it? Whole discussion. The Rishonim then start to handle, wait a second. When did the water spill? Before or after the mila? Why should that make a difference?
Before you could push off the
mila. Right, exactly. So the Baal Maor, what do you think the Baal Maor would say? So, this is Machshirei Mila. Machshirei Mila are not Doche Shabbos. So, what does the Baal Maor say? The Baal Maor, what do you think the Baal Maor would say? Baal Maor is the guy who's concerned, right? He's concerned, don't put yourself in a position where you're going to need to use Sakana to be Doche Yisurim. So, what will he say? He'll say the Gemaras must be talking about Achara Mila, right? Because if it was Kodim the Mila, the Baal Maor says, you can't do it. The Baal Maor says, you have to put it off. Comes along the Ramban with a very famous shita. Ramban says, no. No problem. Kodem hamila. Ein lemitzvah, ela makoma v'shasa. A mitzvah, when I'm doing a mitzvah, I don't need to have far-reaching concerns. Focus on the mitzvah, that's all I need to worry about. Whatever happens afterwards happens. So I'll do my bris mila, and then it's not machshirei mila that's doche Shabbos. It's sakanas nefashos. And that's the way the Ramban looks at these issues. It's a completely different way. If we paskin like the Ramban, if we did, we wouldn't have any of these problems. We'd always just say, focus on the mitzvah, do it, and worry later what happens afterwards, right? But that's the same machlokas, the Ramban and Baal Maor, right, with people direct to our issue and all over the place, that they have this constant battle. Do we say, ein la mitzvah, eila mekoma v'shasa, or do we say, like the Baal Maor, no, you got to be worried about all the ultimate ramifications of getting involved in something.
So you'd have to heat the water after the bris.
Right. In other words, according to the Ramban, do the bris. Now there's a sakana, heat the water. Right, for sure. Right. Because you don't know, you can't just heat the water beforehand because machshirei mila are not doche Shabbos. According to the Baal Maor, you have to push off the bris. The Rashba agrees with the Ramban, with the Baal Maor. And he asks the following kasha on the Ramban. He says like this. Who's familiar with the first Mishnah in the Masechta Beitzah? Everybody, right? Beitzah Shanol de B'yom Tov, right? That whole machlokas. What about the end of the Mishnah? This is the part most people forget. Hashochet chaya v'of b'yom tov. Beishameh omrim yachbar b'dekav yachasa. Ubeisila omrim lo yishchot ele imken haya lo afar muchan mibeod yom. So the Rashba says, that's an absolute raya for the Baal Maor. Why? Why is that a raya for the Baal Maor? What are you worried about? I don't need a Decker notes. I don't have to worry about that. Just do your Shechita Mishum Simchas Yom Tov its Mutter. And now I have a problem. I have Kisoy Dam. That will be Docha. Any Yisurim Derabana. And I'll do it Bishinoi, whatever. And I'll get my dirt.
But is it different?
Yeah. What's the difference?
Shechita in and of itself is, I mean, it's a mitzvah, but it's still a
Rishon. Excellent. That's the Ran. The Ran answers up that question. He says, no raya at all for exactly what you just said. Right? There's a big difference between the case of Shechita by Yom Tov. You could do Simchas Yom Tov in many ways. You don't have to do Shechita, but the Mila, that's a Shasa. That's Ein LaMitzvah Ela Shasa, because there's a Shah to do that Mila, and you got to do it now, as opposed to the Shechita. So that's a wash.
But the Ramban could say Simchas Yom Tov is Basar, and therefore it has to be done. It's not a Rishos.
I mean the Baal Maor, look at the Rashba.
Baal Maor, right,
would say that they would say it is a good raya because you can't do Simchas Yom Tov unless you do some type of shechita. Right. So maybe there's a machlokes Rishonim whether Bizmanehem, right? Because what does it mean? Ein sabri basar yayin. Shat might be it's bar shchi, it's the korbanos only. So, huh? Right. That's another way out of it. That's another way out of that whole thing. All right. That's not the important shaila. I thought someone was going to ask me the big shaila here. There's a big problem with everything I just said. Where's Yankee? He's good at these. There's a striking kasha to what we were just saying. I tried to, and I succeeded, in pulling you into this neat little package, right? The Baal Ma'or says, Legabe ein mafligin b'tzvina, pachas migimel yamim. He says, I'm not allowed to put myself into a position where I'm going to use Pekuch Nefesh to be Doch HaShabbos. Oh, the Baal Ma'or says the same thing by Mila. Anything wrong with that? Say it again?
Yeah, for a chova, you can go even in the next.
Yeah, what's going on? There's a big stira here. Everyone catch it? The Baal Ma'or is learning the thing just like everyone else, and it says, when is this true? But for a Dvar Mitzvah, I'm allowed to do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Isn't Mila a Dvar Mitzvah? What's going on with that? So that kasha is going to be very, very important for us. Why? Because all our questions, I want to tell you, I'll give you a little hint. At the end of Simen Resh Mem Ches, the Ramah gives us the definition. What's Rishus, what's Mitzvah? Right? When we say, for a Dvar Mitzvah, you could do it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What do we mean by Mitzvah versus Rishus? An incredible definition. All the poskim are not comfortable with it, but he said it, and it comes from Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the halacha. A Dvar Rishus means a pleasure trip. Even a business trip is a relative mitzvah for this issue. It's an amazing thing. So, all the cases that we're talking about, potentially putting ourselves into positions of Pikuach Nefesh, are certainly, by that criteria, mitzvahs, right? The woman getting pregnant, even if it's only the Din D'Rabbanan that she has, me becoming a doctor. If I knew enough back then, I would have said to this posek, what are you talking about? He's quoting me the Baal Ma'or. I would have said, whoa, wait a second, this is the Bar Mitzvah. So it's at least somewhat of a mitzvah to become a doctor, even though this particular posek has a whole shita that it's not. He sent out a major email saying it's not a mitzvah to become a doctor, but it's not a chiyuv. It's certainly a kiyum mitzvah. Something good about it, right? It's got to be something.
Everything is a mitzvah. Call myself a
Yerushalayim. Right. True. You could make it, right? Take all the chol and make it kind of, it's beautiful. But the bottom line is, with the Ramah's definition, we're not far off. The way the Ramah is going to define Rishus and Mitzvah here gives us a lot of leeway, but certainly all these things, being taking care of somebody, right, giving them refuah is certainly a mitzvah. I'm only joking. It's vavada, it's a mitzvah. In this posik we'd agree, right? Studying to become a doctor, that he wasn't so sure about, right? There's no chiv to study to become a doctor, but once you are, certainly to treat them there is. It's certainly a mitzvah for the woman to get pregnant, and it's certainly a mitzvah to do the milah shelo bizmana. All those things are mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. So what's going to be very important here is what's going on with this Baal Ma'or. How do we answer it? What's the difference? What does the Baal Ma'or say when it comes to going out on the Sfina 3 days before Shabbos? So, Lidvar Mitzvah, I'm allowing you to put yourself in a position where you're going to be Doche Yisurim using Pikuach Nefesh. However, in the Mila case, I will not allow you to do the Mila because you're going to have to heat up the water afterwards and use Sakana to be Doche Yisurim. What's the difference? Anybody? So there's three famous answers to this. Two of them, Rav Soloveitchik, and many other poskim have the top, easy, the most obvious difference. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Stipler, the Rav, Rav Moshe, everybody says this. What's the most obvious difference? Come on. I'm not telling you. We're not leaving this room. Come on.
One's the suffix and one is,
Oh, that's, all right. Okay, good, let's go with that. That's not what they say.
Of course.
But we're going to have to come back to that. The stipler starts to entertain what you're saying now. He starts, you read the tshuva and he starts saying, oh, obvious difference is, the mila is a vadai. They considered that a vadai, we're going to have to be doche Shabbos, we're going to have to heat up this water. Right, because it was back then. You needed to do that. The mafligin besvina is efshar that I'll run into a problem. So that's the difference. If it's a suffix, maybe you'll run into the trouble and be doche Shabbos with pikuach nefesh. Then the Baal Ma'or says, b'makom mitzvah mutter. But if it's a vadai, that you're going to be doche Shabbos, right? Then you'll see that by Mila, for example, he says Aser. Even b'makom mitzvah Aser, and even on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Aser. Here's where my posik that was giving me all the hard time is going to come in. Because if this is the way it ends up, and becoming, let's say, a doctor is ultimately vaday going to lead to pikuach nefesh being doche isurim, it could be that under all conditions, whether it's a mitzvah and whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 years in advance, it doesn't make a difference, it's going to be a problem, right? If that's the way we go. The stipler rejects this. Why does he reject it? It's interesting why he rejects it. We'll see it next week, because we're going to come back to this, right? We're going to end with some open-ended questions. But we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, remarkably, the Mechaber and the Ramah don't make this chiluk. They say, even if you look in Reish Memchez Dalid, in the fourth Se'if, he gives you an example where he starts off the Mechaber and he says, "And Ako Yodim, that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos." He says it like that. Nevertheless, B'mako Mitzvah, interesting mitzvah, you know what mitzvah he picked? What's the mitzvah? He's talking about people going on a caravan, traveling. And Ako Yodim, that you're going to be walking through the desert beyond the Tchum on Shabbos. You're going to definitely be Mechal Shabbos. So he says, it's mutter to leave on Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And it's mutter b'makom mitzvah. What's a makom mitzvah? Even on Erev Shabbos. Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. What else? Right? So, and that's an interesting thing. Even entertains. Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean you have to go there to live? Or even a visit? We'll see. The Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that. Even a visit to Eretz Yisrael could be enough of a mitzvah. We'll get back to that. Anyway, so this chiluk is not going to necessarily surface, but we'll see in the end it does again. Because there's going to be a whole attack on the Mechaber and the Ramah by many Achronim that don't agree with it. What's another? What's a more obvious difference? So that we can end tonight. When is the putting myself in a position to be Docha Yisurim occurring in the Ein Mafligin B'Sfina case? On Shabbos or before Shabbos? Before Shabbos. When is the Mila case taking place? On Shabbos. So that's what most of the poskim say is the chiluk. They say, on Shabbos, the chiyuv, the isurim, are in place. They're already there. So under those conditions, the Balmor is machmir. And he says, under these conditions, even though it's a dvar mitzvah, you can't do it. However, I'll be mekil outside of Shabbos when there are no isurim yet on the books, not in present. B'makom mitzvah will let you do it. So that's the most popular chiluk. Then Rav Soloveitchik came up with, and this is the final word I'm saying tonight, Rav Soloveitchik came up with an original, complicated answer. He said that the difference is, when it comes to Bris Mila, the only thing about Bris Mila, that, and we said this before, that Zdoche Shabbos is Gufa Bris Mila. Machshire Mila, the preparatory steps towards Mila, are not Zdoche Shabbos. So there's a din in Bris Mila, that whenever the thing that will be being done on Shabbos is only machshire, whether it be before or after the Maisa Mila, then the whole din of Mila being Docha Shabbos is not workable. It doesn't come into play. So the Baal Ma'or will therefore be machmir legabe Mila per se. Not the fact that it's on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. But Mila per se, if it's going to involve machshire Mila ultimately being Docha Shabbos, so the Rav said, then the whole Mila cannot be Docha Shabbos. As opposed to a standard case of the Svina case, which is not about Mila being Docha Shabbos, it's about Sakonis Nefashos alone being Docha Shabbos. All right. We'll stop with this. What we have to do is really now, to get to all those different cases, Mi'as Hashem next week, we have to see, we're going to look inside. Everybody, if you could just bring, we're going to focus just inside the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch will be enough. You'll see the discussion there is quite exciting, if you get excited about these kind of things. And we'll have to decide what the psak is on all these cases. Do you have to worry about elective surgery? Can you be a doctor? Can the pregnant woman, the gestational diabetic, get pregnant? And what else did we say? Oh, does the woman have to stay in the motel or stay close and really avoid Chilul Shabbos? Does she have to? How far do you have to go? And in general, in similar scenarios, how far do you have to go to avoid Chilul Shabbos? Right. Absolutely. You know, I was wondering, is this ever no gay lemaisa? You know, and definitely on a cruise, right? And I just, it's funny, like somebody was just talking to me about it, that they have a daughter who can't fly because she has some kind of ear issue. She was told by ENT that it would be very dangerous for to go up in a plane, and they have to go everywhere by boat. And she went to Eretz Yisrael for the year. It's unbelievable to do. Oh, you know what it is. And it was, what they did for this girl was unbelievable. You know, they had to go on a, because there aren't boats going there anymore, right? So they, to Europe, they got something, and then they had to go with these guys. Like, I couldn't believe what they were describing to me. This woman and her daughter are on this boat with these, like, sailors, you know, like, from who knows where. Like, can you imagine? I said to the guy, I said, you let them go on the boat with these guys? But it took a while, because it was steps and stages, and but it was they're incredible parents, I have to say, what they went through for the girl, and then to get her back. But they had these Shabbos issues all the time. No. Okay. Mr. Shem, we'll continue next week. So again, if you can remember, Mishnah Berurah's next week will be good. Huh? You have to be, no, it's going to be Sakanas Lefashos, because everyone's going to keep going, and you'll be alone in the desert. So that's another Shiloh we're going to see. Let's say you're over on this Avera. So there's going to be an incredible statement where the Magen Avraham says, and the people are noeg to put themselves be extra Sakana if they went against this Gzera. So it's like everyone goes, what? That sounds like the stupidest thing. Well, I better get that off there. Judges called Magen Avraham saying stupid things.
The psak that I got many years ago when I went on cruise was that the